Do you ever have a childhood thing that you now hate because the powers that be have just raped it beyond all recognition? Welcome to Bear Attack. We're going to talk about that and more.
Oh my!
I'm so glad.
Let me try that.
Let me do that one again.
Yeah, for real. Oh my gosh.
Hang on. I feel like it could have been funnier.
You guys ever feel like your childhood heroes have just been fisted in front of you?
But enough about Hillary Clinton. On today's Bear Attack.
Donald Trump's other secret affair we don't need to know about.
Oh God. Oh, I hope that's not true.
She's too busy stealing the souls out of babies.
Yes. We all know Hillary Clinton is asexual.
She's stealing Bill's life force so she can go out and hunt the children of America.
The only
person who's ever looked up to her as a childhood hero is Leslie Knope, and she's not even a real person.
Hillary Clinton makes Tipper Gore look like Cardi B, like, for real. screw your explicit label. I'll raise you tenfold.
Anyway, well, it's finally here. We've been talking about doing it since the show aired, but we're reviewing Ahsoka.
Yeah, we've been away for a while, so our apologies. You've been getting our leftovers.
I've never been so happy and sad at the same time to review anything.
I prefer to think that they haven't been getting our leftovers. They've actually been getting our highlights. Thank you so much.
True. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, that's fair.
None of you interacted with the Ice Nine Kills episode that used to be on Patreon.
Haters.
That used to be premium content. You're all missing it. There was some weird... I did some weird editing stuff. It's fun going back and, like, seeing stuff that you did back in the day, and it's like, what was I thinking? But I know what I was thinking, too. I'll, like, hear it, and I'm like, yeah, I was just wrong. So that... This episode might be one of those, but probably not, because we have Star Wars episodes in the past where I go back and listen to, and I'm like, actually, I've never listened to it because I can't bring myself to do it. I remember what I said, and I was just wrong. Star Wars is not that good. I'm sorry, but...
Oof.
I know. Remember when, what was that movie we all saw together, and he was like, it isn't that bad. Was it Last Jedi or Rise of Skywalker?
Oh, I loved Rise of Skywalker when it came out, and Last Jedi. I was like, they're amazing. And I didn't completely hate Velma as much as I should have.
Yeah, you were wrong about Velma.
Wrong.
That one still keeps me up at night. I was like, man, I was way too nice. So
there
will be no
disliked it,
danger of that on this episode.
You were wrong about how much you disliked it. You needed to really amp that up.
Yeah, I need to dislike it way more. Yeah,
there
it wronged you by
nothing,
making you watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
There may be nothing ever that we review that's worse than that.
I hope not.
I'm just a little too easy to please.
Ladies.
But.
True. Beside the point. Oh, yes. Funnily enough, this, because now we have, if he doesn't mind me saying, more or less.
I mind greatly, Oceans.
So we'll cut that one out.
We'll cut that out.
I can't wait for you guys just to put a beep all the way across everything Oceans just said. He dropped every customer.
So we'll leave that in, but we'll cut it out in a manner of speaking.
I'll clarify. Our podcast is...
I feel like that's not true at all. Anyway, where were we? Oh, Ahsoka. So, boys, this is a Star Wars show about a character from the Clone Wars. Some people hate her. Like, all of a sudden now, they've overplayed the Ahsoka hand, I feel like. It's like Dave Filoni just... will not, it's his baby, and it's starting to show. I like Ahsoka a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of grumpy people online going, we're so sick of Ahsoka. I like Ahsoka a lot. I am also sick of Ahsoka, though. She was an apprentice of Anakin Skywalker during the Clone Wars. She actually left the Jedi Order after being framed for a crime she didn't commit and felt like they didn't support her in the way they should
because
have.
Because they
which
didn't,
is
and they were wrong,
true.
And the Jedi...
Because they didn't.
The Jedi are wrong. You know, I'll just put it out there. The Jedi are wrong the entire time they exist.
For God never made a mistake you have.
Ooh. The Jedi are... They're wrong. They say
that... I actually like that, that arc a lot.
Only the Sith deal in absolutes. That's an absolute, you hypocritic
which is a stupid. It's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Obi-Wan was... I think we can give Obi-Wan a pass on that, though, because he was in the heat of the moment on a hot planet. You know, he's under a lot... Like, he held it together for all the emotional duress he was under.
He was the little definition we'll of, give if him it one gets stupid. 1 degree hotter, I am going to kick your butt.
Which is how I used to enjoy Star Wars, was I was able to kind of, like, write out plot holes in my head like I just did there with that line. But it's reached critical mass now where it's like my brain can't handle it anymore. There's just too, because love or hate the prequels, they at least had a cohesive like vision and they were doing something smart. Like yeah, there's reasons for everything that happens in the prequels, good or bad. They're George Lucas put a lot of thought and love into it. Even if you think the like, now this is pod racing is stupid. And you might be right.
Jar Jar.
I like him because he was comic relief for the kids. I understand that doesn't necessarily make him a good character.
I love Jar Jar because they just kept using him. Like, they would not just write him out of the story. He's even in the Clone Wars.
Well, the Clone Wars, he's in all the, like, episodes that are actually for the kids.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they could have just, like, not brought him into it anymore, but they're like,
oh yeah,
let's put
oh,
him
yeah.
in a position of power in the political structure of the galaxy.
I will tell
the
you
the most
what,
believable
though.
Part of Star Wars
True.
Is that there's a senator like Jar Jar.
True.
If they ever do explore the Darth Jar Jar thing, I think that would be awesome. Like,
I think they did. Oh, I think gosh, George Lucas no. said absolutely not. He's just an idiot.
No. Yeah, I don't. I am vehemently against it. I don't enjoy.
Mean, honestly though, they can't at this point, can it get worse? Like,
oh yeah, don't ever doubt that in movies. Velma exists. Yeah.
I don't know.
You can get to a Velma level with anything.
I mean, Obi-Wan was pretty bad, but
there's dude, I've been describing to people movies and they're going, is that real? And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. Did I just dream this or was this actually something? I'm trying to think of a good example
I can't remember. Did I watch this or was this a fever dream I had?
Netflix's adaptation of Death Note. You know what? The Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 6, I think, was the one. That is like, there is a droid bar where they drink oil that contains code that rewrites them. And when the droids die, they go to the droid coroner where they put them in a refrigerator like you would for a human body so the droids don't decay. And the bad guy's plan was written out in detail in the code, signed with his name, and he put his picture in there so that if someone cracked open the droid, they would find the whole... That whole thing actually happened in Star Wars. That was a real thing.
The fact that he's the villain from the first time you meet him, you're like, oh... It was this guy. Like,
Taika Waititi needs to be killed.
It was so obviously him, but that's not what we're talking about. We were doing the good, the bad, and the ugly of Ahsoka.
Anyway.
I think we should start on the good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna go good, bad, ugly, I guess.
Just Nate, keep since you're so adamant, why don't you lead us off?
Oh
yeah,
Nate, all right.
Give me what your good is, and I can't wait till it's your ugly, just the opposite direction later.
Yeah. If I seem passionate about this, it's because I've loved very few things in life as much as Star Wars.
One of them is me. So.
And something yeah, one of them is Sam, and the other is Jesus, and that's it. that's it. But I have Mass Effect, so except for they're making a new one of that, so we'll see. But
are they really?
Anyway. Yeah, they are.
Oh man.
And the last new one they made wasn't good.
Yeah, so let us know if you want Nate and I to do a live stream episode of him playing Mass Effect and me commenting on the game.
Ooh. That would be fun. Okay, the good. There's a line where Ahsoka says, anger and frustration are quick to give power, but they also unbalance you. And it was one of the moments in the show where we saw her actually kind of... She's trying to be like a Jedi Master to Sabine Wren from Rebels, who's a Mandalorian and not Force-sensitive. And they never actually really explained why Sabine is training under Ahsoka to be a Jedi when she can't be a Jedi, but...
No, she does. But anyway, she does a Force thing, I think, towards the end of Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, okay. Did she actually?
I think so.
Star Wars Rebels is a... Awesome. Like, it has good episodes, but it's mostly filler.
Star Wars Rebels is a fever dream.
Yeah. There's
a
lot
of fun, but it is a fever dream.
It's hard to remember everything. There's weird stuff in Rebels for sure. That's when they kind of started playing with multiverse stuff, which is always bad. Multiverse bad. Not ugly, bad. But anyway, that line is good because it shows Ahsoka's, she's like a gray Jedi now, I guess, or like a former Jedi, and she acknowledges like the power of the dark. Oh, Ahsoka the Gray. Oh, yeah, she's Ahsoka the Gray at the beginning of this, and then she becomes Ahsoka the White.
That's correct.
We'll talk about that later if I remember. But
that was actually gonna be my.
But yeah, she acknowledges the power of the dark side, but then also like she, because everyone, I'm so sick of Star Wars fans going, the dark side's way cooler, it's way more powerful, and then Ahsoka just does that nice like, yeah, but it's also unstable, and it'll kill you. And it always does, you know. Like, do Sith ever look happy? No, they're miserable.
I don't know. Palpatine does a lot of smiling.
I mean, yeah, but it's more maniacal smiling than happy smiling.
Yeah. Is it crazy people smiling? Palpatine's, yes, but it's still smiling.
Palpatine's also the only one. That's because he's the main one. And he won't let anyone else be the main one. He kills them if they try too hard. Like, the only reason Vader made it as long as he did was because he just accepted the misery.
Yeah. He also kills them if they don't, like, try hard enough, though. So, you know.
The lightsaber droid that makes the lightsabers and sadly doesn't really ever fight with them. That's an ugly there for you, but an ugly in the good section. And I think his name is like Yulang or something that. Like, why?
I don't know, but I liked him. I like think he's a lot of fun.
Cause they had to do the PC thing and incorporate some culture, even though they're aliens in a sci-fi universe.
Even though isn't that kind of offensive? Like, here's our Chinese alien.
He's a fancy calculator.
But he's a droid.
Yeah. Technically, Ahsoka's like a Japanese derivative, so.
Yeah, that wears Adidas designer shoes.
Wait, does she actually?
Yeah, I follow this page that does like the where you can find stuff they use in Star Wars. And one of them, everybody was like, where do I get Ahsoka's shoes? And they're like Adidas just basketball shoes in her Ahsoka the White getup.
Oh, no way. The more you know. My mom had the Gillette razor that they used in The Phantom Menace as one of the comlinks.
Yes!
And I always, like, as a kid, I was like, this looks like the comlink from Star Wars. And then I found out later it actually was.
And they just painted it gray.
And that's why it looked like that. They painted it gray and put some buttons and knobs on it. And, like, took off the actual, like, razor part. But yeah, I liked, what was his name?
Hu Yang.
Hu Yang.
Hu Yang felt like Star Wars to me. Like,
he dives into, like, the origin of, like, lightsaber making, and that was cool. Like,
yeah, he's fun. He's from the Clone Wars. He has, like, little throwbacks and nods to things. Like, it's more than just, like, nostalgia bait. It actually, like, feels like part of the world.
Also, apparently he's been around for a few hundred years.
Yes. We've seen that's many, many younglings.
That's a good battery. He saw many, many youngling graves.
Well, how do you... I'm not sure that... I think he does make a reference to, like, he's had pretty much all of his parts replaced. Except for, like, his... I think he says at one point, like, everything but his, like, data banks.
Still impressive.
Maybe not. The lightsaber fights in this one? Like, some of the fight scenes? Most of them are pretty shit. Sorry, Mom.
Good.
But the Disney Plus Star Wars show, the ratio of shit lightsaber... Honestly, all the Disney Star Wars movies are probably, like, really bad. Those lightsaber fights are, like...
Yeah.
You didn't even try? Are you kidding me? We have, like...
Which is crazy, because Rosario Dawson trained for, like, 6 months to get it all down. Like, the choreography of it all.
It doesn't show most of the time. But I will say... There's a scene about once an episode or so where I went, damn, that was a cool 3 seconds.
Yeah, like the one where she fights Anakin in the World Between Worlds. That one's good.
Yeah, that one was all right. That one didn't do it for me. But
anytime that Sabine fights is garbage.
It's true.
Oh my god. Well, we'll get there.
Dude, honestly,
yeah,
that went.
We're trying to get goods out, we swear. It's just really hard.
When she and the Sith girl and the Sith boy are fighting in the woods and Ahsoka's fighting Glorious Beard Man, that was pretty all right. Oh, on the like fog planet.
Who is the other Sith guy?
In the last episode.
Balin Skull?
No, not the
That's who.
Not the cool one with the beard.
Oh,
but like he's just like there and then he gets blown up.
Merrick?
Boy,
and we never.
Boy, won't we talk about that later? Won't we?
Zero name, zero context where he even came from. Just like, oh yeah, and this guy.
Speaking of the Sith guy, that's another one of my goods. He was, I thought he was going to be badass. Like when the first couple episodes, that first fight with him and Ahsoka on that like on Corellia,
yeah, where he used the Millennium Falcon lightsaber.
It's the Detroit of planets. Yeah, that was sweet. I was like, whoa, like they actually like that was intense. I kind of believed that they were actually trying to kill each other for a second. And they weren't just like, oh, shit. I missed my cue. Like they actually seemed like they were fighting. And I was like, heck yeah. And he looks cool. He's kind of like a medieval knight, but Star Wars.
Yeah, he's one of my goods. I really thought he was fun. I don't understand where he came from or what like his deal, but I thought he was a lot of fun.
The fan theories was he was going to be played by the guy who played Starkiller in The Force Unleashed and Darth Maul in The Clone Wars.
Oh.
And I'm so sad that they didn't make a character for him and have
Sam Witwer
cast that guy. Sam Witwer, that dude,
that would be dope.
Is legit.
It's funny. I don't even know him from Star Wars. I know him from the show Being Human. He played the vampire guy on there.
He looks like a vampire.
Yeah, but I'm like, for God's sake, live action Maul. Come on, let's like figure it out.
He is the Henry Cavill of Star Wars.
Agreed. I like that they brought back Chopper, and he's still out here committing war crimes.
Yes, Chopper, if you took all of R2's potential evil and just got rid of any of R2's potential. That's the thing about R2 is it's all perception. You don't know if R2's a dick or the sweetest boy alive. It really depends on how you want to see him.
But Chopper's out here. He will straight murk a city.
Yeah, Chopper, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. Chopper is... If Chopper ever goes off on his own, apart from Hera, he is the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're not going to blow up the ship. It'll kill the city. Oh, fine.
Chopper would level a hospital to kill one insurgent.
Absolutely. 100%.
I have one, like, overall good... I think the Anakin Skywalker storyline is like way regurgitated at this point, but I like how they did the Mortis tie-in with like all that. And other also very confusing because I'm like, is he that like in between? Like, because they show you at the end, Balin Skull's on like the statue. Like, what the fuck's that? We'll get to that. But yeah, that's my good. Like the flashbacks to like Clone Wars scenes with young Ahsoka and all that. That's all good stuff.
They were a little bit gritty, and I kind of liked it. Like, yeah, I joke to deal with the trauma of what we're going through. Like, what else do you want me to do?
I like that she's like dealing with, am I a warrior or am I like a peacekeeper or like what's the deal? And then she's like, if we're peacekeepers, why are we just warriors? Shouldn't we be more? And she's like, what if I want to stop? And he says, then you'll die. Like, it's so black and white, and I love that. Because I feel like most of the time in these, like, existential crises, it's like they beat around the bush. They're just, like, trying to find a deeper thing.
Yeah.
But Anakin's like, you do it, or you're dead. So, pick, I guess.
Anakin was built different.
But, you know, his perspective is not wrong.
No. It's not. There is something to be said, like, I feel like Anakin in the Clone Wars isn't, like, trying to find, you know, everyone's trying to stay on the moral high ground, and Anakin kind of accepts the fact that they're at war, and he says several times throughout the Clone Wars, like, do we do what we have to win? And if we don't, then are we really on the right side? Should we just not give up wholesale? And all this kind of stuff, but at the end of the day, he just goes and gets the job done.
He did a job, all right.
Yeah. Well, and we all know how Anakin turned out. We're not saying that Anakin's like... We're not saying he's the good guy. We're just saying...
We're just trying to say Anakin did nothing wrong. Is what... Honestly, though, Anakin is what the Jedi made him to be.
Taking a lightsaber to children... Yeah, no, he is.
He is 100% a product of the system he becomes a part of.
Forget you never made a mistake. I do.
Do we have any other goods, or do we want to move on to the actual fun part of this
episode? Oh, go ahead. Let's go to the bads, boys.
I got one more short one. That weird, like, Roman-looking clone trooper is... Or stormtrooper is kind of cool.
Oh,
I guess.
Yes, I think all those stormtroopers are animated by the sisters.
Yeah, that part was kind of cool. The Night Sister zombie trooper. That was I'll call that a good.
Well, I'm not going to call that a good. I'm just saying the one clone trooper with the weird face on his helmet was kind of cool.
Oh wait,
and they did nothing with him, so
yeah,
that can transition into our bad.
I have one more good. I thought it was cool how much of the Force Ahsoka uses. Like, she has a mastery of the Force that I feel like they don't show most of the time in any other Star Wars.
Everything Ahsoka does, she kind of does with the Force. Like, she moves and...
Yeah, like...
And she has a really strong mastery of it. And the show does, like, cool little things to show that here and there.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like she's straining herself to do it. She's just, like... Like, it's just, like, a tool she has.
All her crazy flips that she does and stuff, which she doesn't do very much of in the show, which is another bad. I'm like, you could have just animated it. I mean, her headdress would go flying off if she did it in real life, so frickin' do some movie magic there, guys.
Or it might be because she's aging and maybe she isn't as acrobatic.
That's a stupid... I've heard other... I'm not saying that you're stupid for saying that. I've just heard so many people say it. This is... Frickin' Disney. They have Disney money. Do some movie magic. Get a stunt double. You're not Tom. If you can't be Tom Cruise, then get a stunt double.
Maybe it was part of her character development, though, because like they wanted to get her in the aging perspective.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Because Rosario Dawson can't do it, because Ahsoka's older now, and maybe she can't, and she just physically isn't as attuned to do that.
You know what? I'll give you that. That makes sense.
Yeah. But
yeah, my bad is this fucking show has the same problem that every other fucking Disney Plus Star Wars show has. It doesn't go anywhere.
It's a show about nothing.
It literally, the character development is mediocre. Like,
we have to stop Thrawn or he'll come back and take over the galaxy.
And so, and then one we man didn't stop him and he Star came Destroyer. Back and took over the galaxy.
Yeah, and then the daddy Smurf-eyed motherfucker ends up back in the regular galaxy while the other two are stranded where he was. And also, then you just end up with the two Sith people off on their own. God knows what they're doing exactly.
You know what? Never mind. I can't. Never mind my also. That's my ugly, so I have to hold on to it.
You want a plot synopsis of this? It's the same thing they've done 100 times with Disney Star Wars. They find a I cannot kid you. The first episode, they find a map. A little treasure planet ball, like the freaking map to find Luke in the movies. And they're like, Ezra's gone off into a...
That's my ugly.
Oh, that's what you're
going to
say.
That is my ugly, is that it's like, they've done this same plot 6 times, and it's always the worst.
That's actually the first thing I wrote in my ugly too, but I'm kind of realizing that all my uglies are just bad.
They did that in Rebels too. They did that in Rebels too. Like they found the Sith holocron to find the Sith
yes,
temple or whatever.
They just
I forget
keep,
what episode no, that was. But
oh my gosh! If you
no more holocrons, no more maps, no more missing friends in other galaxies. We're done. I'm putting your cut off, Disney. I don't know what this
except
obsession with MacGuffins is.
Except they're not, because now Ahsoka
they're
and
just,
Sabine are trapped on that rock planet with the rock
calligraphy.
Crab people. And it's apparently setting up like a Dave Filoni movie, like...
Oh yeah, he's...
We must rescue Sabine and Ahsoka from the crab rock planet thing.
Oh no, they're setting up... They're definitely setting up like a Star Wars Avengers situation.
Now yeah, the question is, do they de-age Mark Hamill again and use Luke Skywalker or no?
Oh, absolutely they do.
I hope not.
Absolutely
they, should be,
they
you,
do.
You know what they should be doing is they should be making Old Republic shows.
Oh, seconded.
Because that's completely untapped. You don't have to worry about canon or like ruining characters that we all know and love. Because it all happens 1,000 years before the events. Mm-hmm. Or do something like way off in the future. But then I don't know. Something else. What I would have done is I would have changed the sequels to be like Poe. He's like discovered that there's like this conglomeration of like mercenaries and ex-imperials who are like they're weak but they're putting together this coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And the First Order wouldn't be just like this all-powerful like Empire 2.0.
Okay.
It would be like they'd be more like the Rebels.
I have such an
and then
issue.
The New Republic would be.
I have such an issue with the First Order. But that's a different episode.
Because they just come out of nowhere.
Yes!
And everything. But this show could have been like building up stuff with that, with like Thrawn, and it's like maybe he's putting together this army or something. And I guess they're kind of
I
doing
feel
that.
Like,
and like,
yeah,
if
I feel
he can
like
raise
that's
stormtroopers.
I feel like it's a precursor to the First Order. Yeah. It's implied. Mm. But
and if
again,
he can raise
it doesn't show any of
dead,
that. Yeah.
See, here's the thing. It's like if he can raise stormtroopers from the dead, that makes him a like galactic threat. But they don't do that. They don't know why. They're just like, Thrawn might still be alive, which means the whole galaxy's at risk. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like.
Well, they try to be like, there's Imperials everywhere. But like every time an Imperial pops up, they're just like, oh, yeah. So you're not like allowed to be in society anymore.
Yeah. The stakes are just like there are no stakes. That's another bad, and it's kind of they don't tell us why Thrawn is all powerful. And then
well,
why does the new is the New Republic like so? The New Republic is so insistent that he's not all powerful too, and that they don't want Ahsoka. Ahsoka's not even part of them, and they're like, you under no circumstances will look into this, and they never tell us why. There's no reason for any of it other than to just contrive. Like plot, it's just plot.
Well, they try to
like they're just contriving some conflict.
Well, they just try to be like they're bureaucrats, so they're bad at stuff, and they're just like, but yeah, but they should have like a maybe he's being paid off, you know, like give me something,
anything,
my
anything, yeah,
not just like
my other
they're bad
is...
managers,
right?
Yeah.
Right, my other bad is, how many fucking times is Leia going to send 3PO to clean up somebody else's mess? For fuck's sake, it's ridiculous.
No.
I'm like...
She's going to send 3PO until her the Fisher's estate gives Disney permission to use Leia.
Oh, dude. And, like, how...
Because I'm pretty sure Carrie Fisher's... Like,
the music plays when the, like, nostalgia bait music plays when 3PO, like, walks into the room. Mm. Like, we're all supposed to just jizz our pants or whatever at the mention of Leia's name.
Oh, good. You sent the world's most... non-producing droid. Like, every time they send out 3PO, it's a disaster.
I mean, I like Leia. Like, she's, you know, one of my favorite characters for sure. But it's like, they don't give us... It's all this, like, it's just bait. It's like to cover up the fact that they didn't make a good show. It's like, here, you love this character, right? Well, we're going to mention her name. And here's 3PO for to
and
deliver the message.
And here's her robot butler that's going to screw it up somehow.
Yeah. Except for he doesn't, which is, I don't know, also insulting.
Yeah, that's just breaking a love of character. That's one of my favorite things about 3PO is 3PO does not get jobs done without R2.
They could have done something interesting with the New Republic, like, and that's something I've had with in the movies and all the shows and everything. The New Republic's government is completely inept for no reason. Like, it's just because it is. And that's the difference between them and George Lucas, is like when George Lucas got into like the politics of things, it was interesting. Now, lots of people would disagree with me on that.
Well,
and that's fine.
The problem with the New Republic.
One thing I can say for sure is no one thinks, if you're out there and you think that the politics of the Disney Star Wars, like the New Republic stuff, is interesting, you're not bright. I'm sorry.
The issue with their...
Because there's nothing
there.
The
issue with their politics is that they try to paint this picture of them, like, stuck in bureaucracy, but they never explain, like, I don't know, like, maybe they're like, the Empire was evil because one guy was in charge, so we're going to have checks and balances, and we're just bad at it. Like, give me a reason why it's, like, so encumbered. And, like, they have this lady who's, like, supposed to be the deciding vote. And this stupid little senator over here who's just, like, a butthead for no reason is the one making all the calls.
Definitely a nepo.
Well, and then you get Leia. See, 3PO comes in and Leia overrules them all anyway. So what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Leia not even real. She's not even in politics anymore. She's a freaking general at that point. Like,
but
she
also,
gave it all up.
Why is it that? Why is General Hera still wear her rebel pilot outfit? And then
they want to accentuate her features. That's why.
And then she doesn't command any troops. So what makes her a general? Sorry, we need to take a minute to pause and acknowledge what Panda Bear said. Yes, you're 100% right.
Not wrong.
And whose wife is she?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor let them take a lot of videos of his wife's butt.
You think he cares? He gets to tap that. Like,
because she also brought home the green makeup and the headdress.
Maybe. I don't think that she... That's another one of my bads, is the casting in this. Like, it's not the actress's fault. Like, I can't blame them for taking a
job. No, it's bad writing.
Who doesn't want to be in Star Wars? It's not just bad writing, though. Like, Hera... Like, you look at Hera in Rebels, and she's very clearly, like... They should have gotten a black actress to play Hera. I, like...
She does have
and that's
a lot
how
of
you
sass
know,
on her.
I'm not just complaining... It's not racist when I complain about the Little Mermaid being black, because mermaid, that's a white person's thing. You're appropriating our culture. Leave our redheads alone. But Hera should have been played by a black lady, like some just gorgeous, cute, little, big foreheaded black lady like she was in Rebels. And they get this attractive white girl to play her, but she doesn't look like Hera.
Seconded.
She just doesn't to me.
And yeah, then, and she doesn't thing, have that sass either. Like, she tries, but it's just not the same.
Same thing with Sabine. I like the girl who plays her. She's very pretty, but she is not Sabine. Like, she's just not.
She's not. She doesn't have an attitude. She was a little too,
and again, that
suddenly she's submissive and part of the team.
Right.
Well, like, Sabine was spunky and headstrong and kind of a rebel and, like, artsy, and she was all these things. Like, this girl just plays her as a bitch.
Well, yeah, and again, I think that might come down to bad character development and bad writing of the character. I don't know. Like you said, it's not the actress's fault. It's how they were asked to portray these things.
Yeah, I think that's true too. It's like, I don't really know how much more the actress could have done with the writing she was given. I feel like in some ways her acting is not up to par. Like, I think with a little bit of inflection change and maybe like some attitude, but she just seems like so insecure the whole time. And maybe that's the difference. Is like, Sabine in Rebels was confident, and this Sabine just feels like she's
true. Well,
like, when we meet her, she's acting like Sabine. And then she's got like these cat-like reflexes when she's flipping her speeder underneath like a barricade and whatnot. And then the rest of the show, she's just a bumbling, like, just moron who can't back up any of her sass with like ability at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and like that is the same problem. Like, the guy they cast for Ezra was okay, but like, again, it comes back down to character development is super shitty on this show. Like,
it's very wooden acting.
Yeah, because like, Ezra doesn't have any, because Ezra was kind of spunky and attitudinal too, and he doesn't have any of that. Like, oh my god,
he's kind of a cuck.
He's a monk now.
Yeah, yeah, he's kind of a soy boy now.
Ah, god, irritating. Thrawn is he's the only like, one, and even that is a dead lightsaber. End.
Like, Thrawn is my second favorite villain of all time to Darth Vader. Like, I think Thrawn in Rebels is one of the most interesting, scary, like, because he's not like mean, and he's not like sadistic. No, he's just calculated. He's just wicked intelligent, and that none of that carries over into this. Now he just talks slowly and is fat, and like goes, He's one step ahead of everyone for the sole reason that he tells you that he is. He's like, I've thought about it. And that's like it. We don't see any of his prowess.
Well, okay, creme de la creme of bad character development. Mary Elsbeth is the worst character ever.
Which one? She?
The witch. The lady that built the whole fucking thing.
The Morgan witch?
Yeah. Yeah. Morgan Elsbeth, yeah. Dude, it's bad,
She is like... those first couple episodes, it's like she goes, I need to stand on this mark and smirk upwards, trying to look smart,
and yeah, it's just, like, no motivation.
We never see anything about her that makes her intimidating. It's like we're just supposed to think that she is because she smirks.
Yeah, also
she's staring upwards.
Where did they get the resources to build a hyperspace ring big enough for a Star Destroyer?
The First Order, I guess, like the same place they got the majority of the galaxy to be in their army. Mm-hmm.
I have so many questions that don't make any sense. Like, Star Wars, in Star Wars, the ships take fuel. Like, they have to fuel up.
Star Wars, originally, the thing that set it apart from other sci-fi was it's a world that felt lived in. Like, stuff had wear, you would see people patching things and, like, having to, like, you know, eat food and all that kind of stuff. This does not feel like a living world. Yeah. Because the First Order can create the biggest army that the galaxy has ever seen without tipping anyone off or, like, needing to transfer funds anywhere. And Morgan Elsbeth can build the most advanced hyper ring of all time to travel to another galaxy without... any, like, just the resources just magically appear and stuff like that. And yeah, there's all the planets, every planet, it's like they go to this one like temple on the planet. There's no life outside of plants on the planet. It's always just this dead CG world. The whole thing feels so fake.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, and that's
the point I'm trying to make is they have this Star Destroyer that has been their base for literal years that takes fuel to keep it operating. Where did they get more fuel? Because it's like
Palpatine's clones, man.
It's a whole... Yeah,
they got it from Palpatine's clones.
It's a whole thing of, like, trying to keep fuel. Like, it even comes up in the Clone Wars. They're like, we have these giant ships that takes so much fuel. We have to make an ally to get this fuel we need. Yeah. Where's they getting the fuel to run this giant Star Destroyer for years?
That's something that the Mandalorian did well in the first season, is when we like see Imperials, they have like technology and stuff, but you can tell that they're scrounging it together.
Yes.
And they're like hidden underground, hiding from the New Republic. They're like trying to, their officers are still trying to look nice, but you can tell they're just getting by. Like, they don't have their dry cleaning anymore.
Yeah. And the Mandalorian was good in the fact that, like, when things go bad for him, he has to figure it out. Like, his ship gets destroyed, and he doesn't just magically, yeah, like, he doesn't go, like, steal a ship from the Empire. He has to, like, buy one, and it's a hunk of junk that he has to help put back together.
Well, even if he did go steal a ship from the Empire, in like the first two seasons, he would probably actually go steal a ship from the Empire. It wouldn't just be waiting for him when he reloads the game or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It would have been like a whole episode of just like, all right, I need a new ship.
He probably would have gotten hurt doing it because he's not very good at his job, which is one of the bads of the Mandalorian.
He does. He gets his crap pushed in a lot.
For a man who makes his living fighting, you would think that he would sometimes... I mean, well, that's the thing, is he sometimes is like John Wick, and then other times he's just bumping his head on everything. But
we digress.
Anyway.
Ahsoka. But yeah, so yeah, my bad, my overall... Are we on Ugly now? We're on Ugly now.
Dude, the true Ugly of the show is they ugly. Can't get one galaxy right, so they added a second.
And it's just as small and lifeless as the one they left.
Didn't have enough real estate, so they made more, and they just made the same house again.
My ugly is it feels phoned in. Like, yeah, we all were calling for, hey, they should do a live action like Rebels thing or Clone Wars thing, and they did that, but they did not do it well, and it all felt forced.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like, nobody has any kind of motivation in this show. Like, oh, we have to stop Thrawn, but why do we have to stop Thrawn? Yeah. Why is Thrawn bad still? And
it's yeah. The true ugly is what we've been saying this whole time, what Nate's been saying this whole time, is there's no stakes. Like, there's nothing like... It doesn't feel like that big of a deal if Thrawn comes back, because nobody believes it except Hera and Ahsoka. And yeah. Even Sabine doesn't really care if Thrawn comes back. She's just like, I'm going to go find Ezra.
Not at all. And it that could have been an interesting like character thing for Sabine, but it's not. She never has a comeuppance. Ahsoka never has to admit that she's right.
Yeah.
Or anything. It's just like...
Sabine straight up betrays Ahsoka, and it's just like, and we're okay. We're cool. No words said.
Yeah, no, never gets called out on it or anything.
And the other ugly is some of the costume decisions, like we mentioned with Hera before. And why is her and Kanan's kid not green? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's like he's just a human with like
purple hair. Like, what the fuck? How cheap can
every,
it be?
Kanan's genetics freaking... were so much stronger than Hera's.
I doubt
that. The green is recessive.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know. It's like the human gene, like he doesn't even have tentacles or anything.
Yeah, I feel it seems like they just didn't want to do a weird hybrid.
They're lazy, dude. All the costumes look like people LARPing as Star Wars.
Yes.
It's like cosplay.
Oh,
it doesn't even
look.
Oh
my gosh. Yes.
I mean, Ahsoka is good, but she's also the pinnacle of the show, so
and
they had to like do something.
With
Ahsoka
the play,
looks good, and
I like the guy that
Hera's
plays
pants.
The captain or whatever, the X-wing fighter pilot. That's like,
yeah, but he's been in other things, so they had stuff to work with for him.
Yeah, but I like him, but like, why did they cast such an old dude?
Because he's been in everything else, and they're like trying to stay within the canon with that.
He's a rebel pilot who like made it through the whole Galactic Civil War.
Oh my
and
gosh!
You know,
like they just found Mr. Miyagi too, and said, "You're gonna be our guy from here on out."
For real, he's got that. He's
I'm
got
okay
that.
With
like,
him.
He's got that like spunky. Are we really doing this right now?
No.
Oh my god, we're really
I
doing
like
this
him.
Right now.
It's like him and his character, I like them both. It's just like he's so much older than everyone else.
That's, I mean, I had that same problem with the sequels too, like Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. My God, it's not that far after, really. Like, they look like they, because they did.
No, it's 100% like, that far after.
It's not, though, because yeah, Kylo Ren is not that old.
I think you're wrong. You said something
that made me think of another thing, but I do want to say I did like Sabine's Mandalorian costume, and cool when she would fight with her helmet on. I appreciated the like three times we got that out of eight episodes.
I'm so annoyed with her that she like doesn't wear her helmet. Like she makes an she like brings her helmet and then she wears it three times.
No, that's my favorite part about the Mandalorian. The dude keeps his helmet on.
Yeah.
And that's
like Mandalorians are like warrior murder machines when they put their armor on.
You have cool gear, freaking wear it.
You have armor that gives, and like her armor isn't just armor, it has stuff, electronics in it to help her.
Even Bo-Katan wears it more than Sabine. Like,
Anytime Bo-Katan goes into a problem, she wears her helmet.
I have a Mandalorian fetish. I'm not afraid. Like, and normally I say it's not sexual. Like, ASMR is not sexual. There's a lot of things that I enjoy that are not sexual. The Mandalorian thing is. I have a straight up Mandalorian fetish.
I am also pretty into the armored women's.
It's both sexual and it's not sexual. It's like I just like it non-sexually, but I also like a lady in a Mandalorian outfit kind of does it for me. So I'm like, I just want Mandalorians. And that was as just hot, steaming shit as Mando season 3 was. There was, you know, some good Mandalorian action where Mandalorians fought all in their helmets and everything. And
this is the way.
And so, yeah, this is the way.
But anyway, boys, I have to go to the place. Any final thoughts? What do we think is coming? Like, because they're obviously leading into something bigger.
There's going to be Star Wars Avengers movie.
Oh, final thought for me. Did anyone watch Star Wars Rebels and be like, that was an okay show, but what I really want is more of those space whales? That part didn't completely suck. I want to see more of the space whales.
No, but who the fuck jumps in the... Who puts your spaceship in the mouth of a star whale? Like, how do you know you're going to survive that?
In the forest that they'll be fine.
Well, yeah. If you're going to have a star whale that and you can't travel to another galaxy because the technology's not there yet, that made sense to me. It's just, I don't like the star whales, period. I just don't want them to exist, necessarily.
Yeah.
Or if they do exist, I don't want to keep being reminded about it.
I do love how they shoehorn the whales in, like, this is how the pioneers got to this galaxy.
Right. They rode on the star whales.
They don't even have a cool name, like the Purrgil. That just sounds like nasty fish.
Oh, gosh. All right, what do we rate this thing? I'll start off. I am going to give Ahsoka a 7 out of 10.
No, what?
Whoa!
Wow. Holy shit.
For all the bad it was, I still had a fun ride all the way through.
Wow, we've been tiring all over it. And
he's got a point there, actually.
That's sort of,
there were moments the where I felt 7 out
I've
of
realized
10.
That this is how I rate things. For all the flaws of stuff, if I had fun, you're going to get a pretty good rating out of me. But if it's, like, terrible and I had zero fun, you're going to get a bad rating. So, I had fun.
Yeah.
There was a lot of it that was bad, and like once you start like really digging into it, it's pretty bad, but I had fun the whole way through.
Yeah, I mean, there's been like I have an album this year that I'm giving a 10 out of 10 when we do our year recap, and like objectively, I'm not sure it's a 10 out of 10, but I like it that much.
Ah.
So, but for Ahsoka, I did not have fun. I was bored to tears the entire time, except for every once in a while, like just for moments. It was like when the cool Sith Knight guy fought Ahsoka, and then he turned out just to be gas the whole time or something. Not in the way Gen Z kids mean it. Like, literally, he was just a suit full of air, I guess.
Turns out he was the friends we made along the way.
So I'm giving this a generous 3 out of 10.
Oh!
In my ranking, that's trash.
All right.
And it's fair.
Oceans, how do you feel about it?
I am going to give it... I hated it, but I also didn't. I've watched worse things.
Sure.
So I'm gonna give it a 5. It's like Taco Bell munchies. You don't really want it unless you're starving, and then like you're gonna regret it later. Because I'm really worried about what's happening next. So I think it's appropriate.
Dadgum, that gives us a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, 5 out of 10. All right.
Mediocre. All right.
Yeah.
A fair.
I'm not mad about it. I'll accept that.
It's rating. Not the worst Star Wars show that we've seen.
No, it is not. It is absolutely not the worst.
Correct.
It's not
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is the worst. If Mandalorian didn't have such a strong second season, I would say. I don't know. Season 1 of The Mandalorian was kind of like. I give that like a 6 out of 10, and then like season 2 probably like a 7 or 8 out of 10, and then season 3 like that's a 4 out, 3 or 4 out.
Ow.
Like it's got 1 out of 10 episodes for me, which is lower than any. Like Ahsoka never quite gets that bad for me, but it just never gets as good as The Mandalorian did either. So I don't know. It's mediocre.
Okay, so. My final question. Do we like this more than Kenobi or less?
Haven't watched Kenobi yet, so
I
have no idea.
I forgot about Kenobi. I completely forgot about Kenobi. I like this more than Kenobi. Quite a bit more, actually. Kenobi takes Kanan's arm and bends it till the sockets break. Like, twists it around the back.
Well, now I'm terrified to watch Kenobi.
And snaps the tendons.
Have you not? Like, I mean, okay. If you're into Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen's dynamic, it's great. Except Hayden Christensen is now Darth Vader, so it's a little different. But
it's great at the expense of plot and canon. Like, yes, is it fun to see them together again? It absolutely is. Does it make sense within the like Star Wars story? No, it doesn't. And Kenobi has some bad, bad moments. Like... that Reva character, and it's not the actress, like, I'm not mad at her for taking a job. She seems like she did the best with what she was given, but good night. Like, can't fight, can't die, apparently, but that's another review.
It's funny, I was watching Charlie Hopkinson, and they were, like, watching Ahsoka, and, like, when Sabine gets stabbed by Shin Hati, Qui-Gon's character's like, oh, so they can bring her back! From the same...
yeah, but not me. It's like she just needs to sleep it off, whereas I'm like,
yeah,
just a little pinprick, and I'm like, just no hope. I'm all, he is the chosen one. Yeah,
but
no, that was, what's that guy's name?
Who?
What?
Which the guy who does the Qui-Gon Jinn Obi-Wan deepfakes.
Oh, Charlie Hopkinson.
Charlie Hopkinson.
Yeah.
He does these deep fakes as Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan.
And Anakin,
like,
and yeah, yeah.
And Anakin. I don't like his Anakin impression. I don't think it's good.
I think it's meant to be satirical.
It is, but it's not. I think it would be better if he actually played it kind of more like Anakin. Like, he has really funny lines as Anakin, but his Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn are spot on.
Yeah, he does Gandalf too. It's fucking hilarious.
His Gandalf is incredible.
But anyway, what are we loving, boys? I know we had October was shit, let's be real.
Yeah, it was.
I'm loving that the sale of my house closes on the 20th.
Nice. Get in and get some milkshake money.
That's right. I'm gonna go get myself a cherry limeade to celebrate.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't had a cherry limeade Rebel in a long time.
That sounds pretty good.
It's kind of good.
What about you, Nate?
Oh, well, I'm really loving playing D&D with my friends and my brother-in-law who's running the campaign. Yeah, that's been a fantastic experience. Loving War on Gravity stuff. We got new stuff coming soon. Be on the lookout November 7th for an announcement. We were going to try to have a song done, but October was really rough on all of us.
So yeah, October was the month that would not stop beating me up.
No.
Any of us up.
And I was good. I was good until the very end, and then I think, I don't know if it's COVID or not, but I've been sick for like a week. I have like death rattle in my chest and like headache, and
that's rough.
I mean, I'm better now. I'm not spewing colors anymore, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah. But yeah, War on Gravity. We're on everything. So, except for TikTok won't let me post the last video we did. So you'll have to go see it on Instagram or YouTube.
TikTok is cancer anyway.
It is.
We need a sticker that says that. But yeah, I'm loving the fact that we're... As much as I love Halloween and candy, Christmas drinks at Starbucks are the best. So...
Woo!
Caramel brulee all day. And I still can still get my pumpkin spice, so that's good. That's what I'm loving. Of course I'm loving a food thing. That's like nobody ever listens to the show before. It's always food things with me.
Yeah.
But anyway, Polar Bear, I got to get to the freaking hellscape that I work at, so.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening to our episode. I hope you agreed with us about Ahsoka. If you didn't, you're wrong. You should feel bad, but you can tell us all about it. You can hit us up on the Instagram. You can slide into our DMs there. We're on Facebook, but we never check it. And you can email us directly. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.